this is a little music box machine. I mounted it to a little wooden box of its own so that there's a little bit more resonance to it. It just comes as a little metal piece on its own. So there's a little crank on the side, some gears, and a little place where you can input a piece of paper and it will slide it through. I did a project in Brigus a little while ago and ended up recording this old music box. They had a big one that they had at the museum there, and it was such a good sound. I think that partly was the inspiration for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's just metal tines, right? You know, it's just metal tines being triggered, and it has a very mellow sound. Actually, I remember being a kid and having this jewelry box that came from my grandma, my great-grandma, and it had that song from that musical Cats.
Okay.
You know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I don't remember what the song's called, but it was just that on loop. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Just that over and over again. Loved it. As a kid, I found it weirdly evocative, and I don't know why. And there's something magical and weirdly evocative about a music box that no other sound quite encapsulates, and I don't know why it is. The puncher is also probably the most satisfying part of it all. It's kind of like a hole puncher, but makes these mini holes. And because the grid is pretty fine, you can punch holes that move very quickly. Like, you can have a pretty fast tempo. It doesn't have to be slow. I'm not sure this thing was designed for as much abuse as I gave it. At one point, it started squeaking horribly, and I realized I needed to oil it. It's funny, but here's just a quick roll from bottom to top. Once it's there, it's there. You never actually have to play it, which I also found really fun, because it's like, I could do things that I would never be able to physically play without practicing a heck of a lot. Work with styles that I wouldn't necessarily do, right? Like, I never had to actually play it. I just had to think it. I mean, it's also, in a weird way, like, an old, really old school version of recording. Rather than like magnetic tape, it's literally a piece of paper with some holes in it, but there's the information. You know, it's the same thing. It's just a different way of reading information. Yeah, here's an example. I put a note in the wrong place, just covered it with some masking tape, and it's fine. You can hit undo, you know? it's not that bad. It's actually pretty good. The more I listened to what I had made, the more I appreciated the sort of shuffly sounds. Like, it almost sounds like a record player moving, or like those mechanical noises that go along with the sound somehow only added to the effect. Yeah, another happy accident.